This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very good day today. Very good day. In the studio, we have two of my favorite living creatures. We got Shaky Boo and Spider in the house. See? They're my little kitty cats. Guys, say hi. Yeah, he still. Shake has been around since I started radio, and Shake still...
Nope.
Yeah. No, he won't talk. But he does this filing thing where he goes through papers and he starts to file. And I got to tell you, the reason why I have him is because there is a No Dr. Dahlia Show news team that showed up today at work. I don't understand that. And everybody goes, well, it's the work ethic of today's kids. No, it's not that. The Dr. Dahlia Show news team has, I don't think, maybe more than one or two millennials. We have somebody that's my age. Oh, sorry. So in their 20s. We have another person that's really in their 20s, but he doesn't consider himself a millennial. We have an 18-year-old, and then we have a 52-year-old. And nobody shows up to work today. So, yeah, I brought Shaky Boo and Spider Boo. They have not taken a dump in the studio. Please keep in mind, whenever we record, everyone's like, oh my gosh, what does your studio look like? Well, imagine, what I want you guys to do is imagine Universal Studios in California or Florida, right, with all the buildings and the happy people and the walkways and yummy food and all that. It's not that, okay? It's a small room that has to be soundproof, that doesn't really have a lot of ventilation. So if one of the cats takes a poo-poo, I am in a lot of trouble. So if you hear me gag later in the show, it's because we have some major poo-poo issues in the Dr. Dahlia Show studio. But that's not why I'm in a good mood. I was at Fuddruckers yesterday. Have any of you guys been to Fuddruckers? Fuddruckers confuses me. Okay, one is, it's very easy to mix up the F and the R when you say it, so you got to be really, really careful. And, you know, my mom has washed my mouth out with soap, which is why I don't take her to Fuddruckers, because I accidentally mispronounce it. Okay, but when we went there, I ordered one of their cranberry salads, and they didn't have the raspberry vinaigrette dressing, which is a big problem. You need the strawberry vinaigrette or raspberry vinaigrette for the cranberry salad, but that's okay. I'll live. But while we're sitting there, my son, who didn't want to eat, goes, Mom, kids eat free. I go, what are you talking about? And there was a sign sitting there in the booth, kids eat free for that one night. So we had already bought our food. So I go up to the person and I go, you know what? My husband's an idiot. We brought our two kids. So kids eat free if we bought two. She's like, yeah, you bought two combos. And then ring, ring, she gave us our two kids' meals. So for breakfast today, that's why I'm in such a good mood. I had a Fuddruckers kids' meal. It was so good. And I am just, that is customer service. I tell you, that is exactly how you do customer service. All right, now I apologize. Shaky Boo wants his meat cutlets, so I'm right now getting his eats all nice and ready. I got to tell you, it's really, really hard taking care of cats. Kids were easy. Cats are hard. Now, I want a lot of you to apologize to me. I am owed a huge apology. Apparently, I found a picture of me when I was in medical school. It is my first year medical school picture. And I'm very honest about my looks. Okay, I am not going to purport myself to be somebody sexy or beautiful or even feminine looking for that matter. I mean, I'm not going to lie. And so basically, I posted my picture. You guys can see it on my Dr. Dahlia Show page, on my Twitter. You know, me as a first-year medical student, it explains why I was a virgin in the 90s. And many of you made some real crude comments. And, you know, that's really not nice. You know, I'm putting myself out there. Look, as a medical student, you're not going to be very sexy. You're going to smell of formaldehyde the whole time. You're going to be sleep deprived because you're trying to study. Because remember, I was the first person to make it through college. I had a family I had to help support. Not my own family, but my, you know, mom, dad, things like that. Right? I had to prove to everybody that I wasn't stupid, that I could make this happen. And so, you know, when you look at me, it's funny. When I look at myself from 20-some years ago, okay, 30, 20, no, 20s. It has to be 20 years. It can't be, no, it's 20-some years ago. I looked really bright-eyed and optimistic. This was the pre-Obamacare days. It's very interesting. When I look at the picture of myself, there was no inkling. No idea, no thought or concept that ever floated through that brain of mine that there would be Obamacare. And you actually see me very happy and very optimistic about going into medicine. And I've never seen myself smile like this because now, you know, with the healthcare mess we're in, and with all the crappy, you know, new regulations and what they did with medicine, I don't think I've ever smiled this deep. In fact, what's very interesting is I didn't even smile this wide at my wedding. So that means I was really excited. I was super excited to become a doctor, and I just couldn't wait. Now, I look at medical student pictures today, and they don't have the smile. They don't have the twinkle in their eyes. They're like, what the hell am I getting into? And am I even going to have a job? And if I do have a job, am I not going to be able to practice medicine the way I want to? I mean, I just, that is how I look at medical student pictures. I do. I look at a lot of medical student pictures from around the country. And they actually look lost. They look confused. You know, they look to Trump. No, they don't look to Trump. Well, some look to Trump to save our healthcare system, which I don't think he'll do either. So I found that very interesting. But for any of you that are starting to make some crude comments about my virginity, prior virginity, okay? Yeah, I mean, man, I'd get struck with a lightning bolt now if I even try to pretend I'm a virgin. You know, be nicer to me, okay? You know, I put some makeup on. I did the best that I could. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, Viagra turns 20. Woohoo! Happy birthday to you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, that sounded juicy. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason who are working the dials. Big thanks to all of you who are tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, when I was in medical school and residency, it was the 90s. And the 90s was an incredible time for pharmaceutical companies. Now, some people blame the rise of the pharmaceutical to our current healthcare crisis and why Obama had to step in. I'm torn because I would rather have the medication than not, but I have to admit, medicines like Viagra were revolutionary. Medicines like the Z-Pak, like Crestor and Lipitor and Norvasc. These medications just were groundbreaking. Zoloft. I mean, and even though there were other medications that were out there, In the 90s, medicines became popularized. So back in the 80s and the 70s and before that, if you took a medicine, it was a sign of weakness. You would hide the fact that you had to take a medicine. You know, like, for example, Marilyn Monroe. You know, they say she took barbiturates to help her sleep. Maybe she took some uppers. Everyone's like, oh, my gosh, that's bad. Well, what do you see people do today? People are on ADD medication, or they're on Provigil, or they're on diet pills, or they take sleeping aids, or benzodiazepines, and they go, yeah, I'm just going to take a Xanax. We're a lot more open about it. So that culture changed. The other thing that changed was medicine seemed to be something that we believed really would help us. We went from a thinking of you got to eat right and you got to have good genetics and you have to have good luck to, wait a second, doctors can do something for us. Nurses and, you know, nurse practitioners and physician assistants, you know, medical providers can do something. We can intervene. I don't have to die in my 40s and 50s of a heart attack. And so that was groundbreaking. Another thing that happened in the 90s that changed was when you had pneumonia, you were prior to that in the hospital. If you got pneumonia, you would be laid up in the hospital. You had to get IV antibiotics. You had to be quarantined. It wasn't a very easy process. Then with the advent of Z-Pak handling walking pneumonia and community-acquired pneumonia, and medicines like Levaquin going from IV to oral, we could treat your pneumonia at home. You could have pneumonia, and we would send you home with an oral prescription. That was groundbreaking. Again, that we started to see more and more of in the 90s. Then men. Men never wanted to go to the doctor. A man would go to a doctor only if the wife threatened to withhold sex. Guys didn't want to go to the doctor. And that's why I really credit Pfizer and I credit Viagra. Because Viagra brought millions of men into the doctor's office. They tried to have their wife get the prescription for him. My husband's having some erectile dysfunction. He's too embarrassed to come in. Can you give me the prescription? I was like, hell no. He's got erectile dysfunction and issues with blood flow going to the penis. He could have blood flow going to the heart. He's got to come in here and I got to check the heart. Well, he's not going to have a heart attack during sex. I go, it's not the heart attack during sex. It's a heart attack when he's driving around a school zone. Bring him in. And we would examine their heart, and we would find many people with coronary artery disease. And I'd say, you're getting your Viagra after you see the cardiologist. And we would save so many people's lives. Why? Because they came in and would let themselves get a physical, let themselves get evaluated. So Viagra turns 20. I can't believe it's only 20 years old. It seems like it's been longer. And as you all know, Viagra was discovered by chance. Sildenafil was used to treat pulmonary hypertension, thoracic pain by people having lung-type infections, and there was an unexpected side effect. Men would notice that they had better erections. It would induce an erection and maintain an erection. So Pfizer was like, wait a second. This could be something that we could really market. And Pfizer was dealing with Zoloft and Zyrtec. Zoloft is a SSRI antidepressant. Zyrtec was an anti-allergy medication. Z-Pak was an antibiotic. So they had a lot of the Z medicines. And they were like, you want to know what? Maybe God is good. Maybe luck is on our side. So they changed tasks, according to ABC News, or ABS-CBN News, and they started to focus on researching male impotence. Now, male impotence at the time affected a third of men over 40 years old. And the treatment for erectile dysfunction, had it been that there really was a lot of good options for people. So it was something that could have been so huge if somebody knew what to do. Okay? You know, before we would inject the penis, or we would put little mini suppositories into the urethra, or do a penile pump, or, you know. So by March 27, 1998, the U.S. FDA gave the green light for Viagra, and Viagra then hit pharmacies. 150,000 prescriptions were written in the U.S. in the first 2 weeks of the drug going on sale. But Viagra had already generated worldwide attention. Apparently, prior to it being released, It was already in the black market in Saudi Arabia, Poland, Israel, at prices five times its legal U.S. cost. And so I believe it was $10 a pill. At the time, it was pretty expensive. So then it launched in Europe in September 1998, and sales rose more than 30% between 1999 and 2000, and in the U.S., it hit the $1 billion mark. Now, the problem, all right, we start to have is now there were fakes. When other companies noticed, or bad people noticed, wait a second here, there's a market here. Maybe I should come up with something because placebo seems to work. We had a lot of fakes, counterfeits, etc. Remember Bob Dole, U.S. Candidate, the 99? He had ad campaigns. No, did he run in 99? No, he ran, I got to remember. Anyway, Bob Dole admitted that he used Viagra. Okay? And people started to learn that this works within 30 minutes. So fakes started turning up. You have counterfeit Viagra made in Thailand or India. Now the internet was starting to really become popular, so you were able to buy Viagra online. You don't have to go to the doctor and embarrass yourself showing them your genitals. You could just, you know, or admitting to erectile dysfunction. That was the other thing. Back then, men would not want to admit that they were having trouble in the bedroom. Right? By the mid-2000s, it was, yeah. I mean, even family members, and I come from a family where you don't talk about nothing. You don't bring up anything like that. In my family, the men are like, yeah, what do I do? I'm like, really? Mr. Winky's not working? Nope. How do I get Viagra? Like, we'll get your heart checked. So, apparently there was a poll back in 2011 that Pfizer ran showing 80% of Viagra randomly bought online was fake. They also found that there was a lot of toxic products like pesticides, plaster, or ink for printers in this fake Viagra. So, Cialis, Levitra, other phosphodiesterase inhibitors came out on the market. Cialis was groundbreaking because you could take one, you could just take it on a regular basis, like with your medicines. And so we were taking it every 3 days. And these were for people who didn't want to stop and have to take a pill. They just wanted to make sure that their erections would work when they needed it to. And it was probably one of the most popular medications of the decade. Now, what about Obamacare? What about health care? Well, now people want these medications. And people want these medications bad. They want the Z-Pak. They want Zoloft. They want, you know, a lot of these Pfizer drugs. Now advertisers are letting them know this is what's out there. And I was very pleased with the fact that people were getting educated, because if you don't come to my office, how do I educate you? Okay? And it wasn't about, well, the commercials would drag people in so then I would, you know, make more money. It was I wanted to spread the gospel. I wanted to teach people about their heart, teach people about being healthy. Because we were still having issues with our life expectancies in the 90s. So I credit pharmaceuticals. However, because more people were now coming to the doctor, yeah, more healthcare dollars were spent. And because of all the lawsuit issues, because people learned, wow, we could sue our doctor for this or sue our doctor for that and get a great settlement, now doctors started to perform defensive medication or defensive medicine. So I'll give you your Viagra, but I don't want to be sued if you get a heart attack. Just like that guy that was in a menage a trois cheating on his wife, drops dead, sues a cardiologist and wins. So then we medical providers are like, you know what, you're going to get a standard workup before we write a medication. Costs go up, Obama has to come in and save the day. And now we're in this mess. 1-877, yeah, did he really save the day? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, do you guys remember growing up, your parents freaking out about not completing the census? I do. I don't have a lot of memories of my childhood, but I remember my mom and dad always freaking out not to lose the census because they have to complete it. If not, the government is going to come after you. Now, I don't remember where, you know, the penalty is written. I mean, I'm sure there's some online resource. I'm trying to look it up right now. I guess the law was set back in 1929, where the fine was originally $100, and then the figure went up to about $5,000 for any criminal misdemeanor or infraction. Now, obviously the census has been in the news because California, state of California, wants to sue over a citizenship question. And people are concerned that they will not want to fill out the census. So, to complete my thought process on the census fine, from what I'm seeing here at politifact.com, okay, it's the U.S. Secretary of Commerce who oversees the Census Bureau. And the Bureau states your response to this survey is required by law, Title 13, U.S. Code, Sections 141 and 193. Title 13 is changed by Title 18, and it imposes a penalty for not responding. They also say it estimates that the survey will take 40 minutes to complete. And the section that brings up the punishment or brings up the guidelines, the law, says, A, whoever being over 18 years of age refuses or willfully neglects when requested by the secretary or any other authorized officer or employee of the Department of Commerce or Bureau or agency thereof acting under the instructions of the secretary or authorized officer to answer to the best of his knowledge. Oh, they're going to want to change that because it says his. It's not gender neutral. Any of the questions on any schedule submitted to him in connection with any census or survey provided by subchapters 1, 2, 4, and 5 of chapter 5 of his title. Who the hell reads that? Do we even have these documents? Still, this is one sentence. Applying to himself or to the family to which he belongs or is related, or to the farm or farms of which he or his family is the occupant, shall be fined not more than $100. Now, that's, I guess, what the law originally said. I guess it started back in the 1920s. But they say the fine now can be as much as $5,000, according to the Bureau, saying online, citing Section 3571 of Title 18. So you technically can be fined. Now, has anybody gotten in trouble recently? Well, I don't think anybody's gotten in trouble since the 70s. I'm looking right now. I'm trying to see if there was one person that was prosecuted. I don't see. I don't know of anybody that was prosecuted. I mean, I'm sure if somebody was, it's not going to be all over the internet because that was pre-1970. But a lot of people blow off the census. And again, I grew up going, no. Now, this is something you have to do. Well, now there's going to be a lot of people in the state of California blowing it off. Apparently, the citizenship question is going to be put back on the 2020 census. For the first time in 70 years, they say. The Commerce Department is reinstating a citizenship question to the 2020 sentence for the first time in decades. They said this move will lead to an undercount of minorities living in the United States. They say the U.S. Census Bureau counts the total number of people in the country, not the total number of citizens every 10 years. That's according to USA Today. Though it usually does not ask about a person's citizenship status, the Justice Department asked the agency late last year to include the question. It was the first time the government has done that, though, in 70 years. They say the census count is used to redraw congressional districts so it can affect the makeup of Congress and to determine where federal, state, and local funds will be used to build new schools, roads, healthcare facilities, child care centers, and senior centers. It also forms the basis of countless government and academic studies that drive public policy, etc. I mean, it helps for them to know who's, you know, in our land, but how are they guaranteeing accurate and valid results? So a statement was released Monday night where the Commerce Department said the question was being added to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. The department pointed out that previous census surveys before 1950 consistently asked citizenship questions. But, of course, people are, you know, upset because if you don't count immigrants or minorities that may not be citizens, then your redrawing of the districts could be off. Because there are some districts that receive lots of votes from their undocumented immigrants, which I think is illegal. That's just me. So, former Attorney General Eric Holder, now with the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, said he is going to sue the administration to block the question from the census. He said asking about citizenship has nothing to do with voting rights. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Aren't you supposed to be a citizen to vote? I mean, I understand he could be a, you know, I get that. Come on. He said, make no mistake, this decision is motivated purely by politics. In deciding to add this question without even testing its effects, the administration is departing from decades of census policy and ignoring the warnings of the census experts. Okay. So, now people are getting ticked, starting to get pretty heated. On March 15th, a group of 10 U.S. senators sent a letter to John Gore, the acting assistant attorney general, asking him about his involvement in originating the request for the Census Bureau to add the citizenship question. The senators wrote, "We are deeply troubled, not just by the request to add a citizenship question, but by the impact that such a question would have on the accuracy of the 2020 census." Okay, wouldn't we like to know how many people are citizens? How many people are on the track to citizenship? Wouldn't we like to know that? You know, I don't think the government should at this point just expect people to fill out these forms when they really don't fear government retribution. I mean, look how many people blow off jury duty, which is a big mistake, by the way. Okay? I mean, you know, we're supposed to be tried by our peers, a jury by our peers, and most of us don't want to be on a jury. That's not cool. Okay? But people pretend they don't get the mail. So if you go, well, I never got in the mail, and yes, the U.S. Postal Service has had some issues. You didn't get in the mail, how are you responsible? You could fight that in court. Go ahead, I never got my census statement. And, you know, maybe in order to get accurate data or to get people to fill it out, maybe before our paycheck gets cleared, we fill out the form, we fill out our census, then we get our automatic deposit. I don't know. I mean, I know that's going to make everybody angry, but how does the government not know who is on our land? You know, this isn't the 1800s where people are crossing over on a horse. You know, now everything is electronic with passports, etc. They have satellite. If they could count white blood cells in a laboratory specimen, then they could count people running around California or Arizona or Nevada. Maybe driver's licensing? You know, I mean, we really look like idiots to all these other countries that are looking at us like, you know, when are we going to get our acts together and figure out how to stop the bleeding and of money and funds and how to control the immigration policies that we have. We look like we don't have our poop together. And this census stuff is another example of it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So last weekend, I got a message on Facebook from one of my followers who apparently was contemplating a career path in pornography. And at first, I thought they were joking, but they're not. And it's a she. And she had been abused and raped a while back, and she hated sex for a long time, has started to like sex, but has trouble keeping a job with anxiety and all sorts of other issues that she has. And I'm not reading it online. She asked to be anonymous, and I am paraphrasing some of the things. It's actually a sad story. But she is contemplating, she had has been offered a job where she is making pornographic films, and she wants to know what's wrong with it. She doesn't seem to be bothered by it. There's condoms, and she thinks it'll help her, shall we say, from a therapy standpoint, heal from her previous assault. And so I was blown away by that. I, because again, at first I was, you know, because you get people all the time about, oh, you know, I'm going to get a, you know, job in porn, especially when the recession hit, you know? Okay. You know, does porn provide Obamacare? No, I don't think, I don't know. Wait, isn't it unionized? Aren't porn stars unionized in California and don't they get benefits? I think they do. All right. But in my neck of the woods, I don't think it is. I think it's, you're an independent contractor. If I'm correct. Again, I apologize for, I could contact my accountant to see if he could let us know. But there are people out there that are contemplating a career in porn. Or whether they're contemplating a career or deciding to take some side jobs, they're not bothered by it. Now, I mean, in my day and age, I didn't want any pictures taken of me. I didn't want anything out there circulating on the internet, etc. But nowadays, people are more open about their nudity. I see my friends' pictures. They're practically naked already. I mean, you're seeing almost pornographic images on Facebook. I'm like, really? You know, can't you kind of cover the, you know, you got some buttons on that blouse. Use it, lady. So, people's attitudes are different, and I'm very old school, so I'm like, no, you don't want people looking at you or seeing you in that light. I mean, look at movies these days. You know, these stars. So one of my favorite TV series is Homeland, and the actress, Claire Danes, in the last episode, just had a pretty graphic sex scene, and I had to stop and go, wait a second. She, into the story and you're like, all right, so, you know, they're getting together and you knew they were going to hook up. So they hook up or whatever. And I didn't even notice the nudity. But then after the show ended, I'm like, wait a second. Claire Danes had to just do a sex scene. And was she okay with that? I mean, and I don't know what she's done in other movies. Maybe a lot of actresses and actors have done that. But it almost seems like the norm in a lot of these movies. I mean, look at Game of Thrones. What is it, Sarah Clark? Emily Clark, who plays Khaleesi. She had been in some scenes where she was raped and things like that, and she had nudity in scenes, and then I believe she later asked to not have to be nude in scenes or whatever, but, you know, we don't look at it as porn or as doing something bad. We look at it as, all right, well, if you're an actress and you're in a movie, this is what you have to do. Jamie Lee Curtis, years ago. And so it's not looked upon like that. So I'm not as shocked now when somebody tells me that they are considering, you know, making money and doing porn. But the other topic that's a little odd is, will that help you get over your sexual assault? I don't know. You know, there's various degrees of assault, okay? Getting your butt grabbed all the way to gang raped at gunpoint. And most women have been assaulted at any of the stages. It just was par for the course. It just happened. We talked about how in the animal kingdom, that's just what happens. And it's sad. And, you know, hopefully we're doing things for younger women so that they don't. It doesn't have to be just a part of their growing up and a part of their being a woman. But it's assault is common. I could never imagine, because my assault level was not to the point where it was, thank God, at gunpoint or to the violent rape, whatever. Gang rape. Although one of my family members was. And so I don't know what you would have to do to get over that. Okay? You know, I mean, again, if it doesn't happen to you, thank God, you know, you can't sit here and say, oh, don't do this to, you know. For some people, maybe going out there and, you know, having sex does help them. Maybe it is therapy. Personally, from a psychological standpoint, I would have recommended. All right? I would recommend seeing a therapist first. And I would recommend figuring out how to take that life experience and turn it into something that has some meaning and purpose. So, for example, I had a patient who was raped 10 years prior, and she said she was still having trouble getting over it. So I talked to her about maybe we could, you know, figure out how to get you into these young girls club, clubs or these, you know, facilities where you get talks and you teach girls about assault or you help counsel those who were. And she lit up. She's like, I never even thought of it. You know, and, you know, bad things happen to good people and we don't know why. But maybe one of the reasons is because then we could turn around and save others. You know? When bad things happen to us, it's our, you know, like with Jesus. You know, his death helped save millions of people's souls. It's hard to conceptualize because you don't want to see somebody good die or suffer. But sometimes our suffering is supposed to be a means to help others. And so, anybody that was assaulted or, you know, considering that, I would definitely seek therapy. And therapy could be sought by anybody, whether we think we have a problem or not. You know, it just tells us how to navigate life. But for those of you considering porn, be careful because, you know, you might want to later apply for a job and these things could come online. I mean, just because society now seems to be a little bit more open and tolerant of, you know, people and their nudity online. You know, now, you know, in the olden days, there was a nude picture of you. There was no way you were getting a job. For a lot of places out there, they don't care. So you were topless once? So what? Everybody's topless. Not the biggest deal. So we're more tolerant with that, so that helps people getting jobs. But the pendulum could swing back where maybe, you know, somebody, I don't know, it all depends on liability. All of a sudden, some company gets sued for something, and then everyone's like, no, you know what? Okay, we're not going to hire so-and-so. I don't know. The society changes so damn fast. This is such a crazy world we live in that the pendulum could swing back and we could become very, you know, a lot more conservative, you know, and conservative in terms of our bodies and stuff. And maybe your having a history in porn won't help you get a job. So I would say no. Plus, I don't think condoms are 100% effective. I also think you're going to feel bad about yourself. I think sex shouldn't be used as exercise, shouldn't be used to get over a headache, shouldn't be used to help you fall asleep. Sex should be an opportunity to be intimate with your partner. Okay? And it should be used as a expression of feelings. And that's not the way it's done now. Now it's done for entertainment. It's done for a lot of things. It's done to pass the time. There's a lot of reasons why people have sex. And that's not going to change. But you start to have sex for non-love reasons, I don't know how that will affect intimacy and relationships. She's not in a relationship right now. You want to become in a relationship. What if there's somebody you really want to be with? And that career path you chose is going to prevent that. I don't know. I mean, there's other ways to make money. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.